In this area, we're going to cover crop circle energy and how the flow actually occurs. A lot of people sort of follow the lay of the crop itself. In other words, from the stalk base to the direction of the head of the actual crop itself. So in other words, if that is lying, say, in a clockwise direction as the picture below, then what you're looking at is an actual flow of energy that you are following, but it's actually against the flow of energy that actually formed it. Now let's explain. In a lot of cases, a lot of people have heard of blown nodes. Now this is where the actual node on the actual stalk is blown out. Now the reason that occurs, and that's your clue, is the energy hits the stalk on the opposite side, softens the stalk, and as the energy is passing through the stalk, it's like chopping down a tree. That becomes the weak side, and the stalk falls against the flow of the energy, and the energy makes it blow on the other side. So therefore, the lay of the crop is actually opposite the flow of the energy that's put it there. Now, this is what we call energy dynamics. This is how energy circulates and flows, and it flows in a very smooth fashion. It doesn't do right angle turns of 90 degrees or anything else. It flows very easily. It's like a river. And every time that energy hits a stalk, it bends it relative to the softening on one side. So if you hold your arm up, bent at 90 degrees in front of you, and you put your fingers on the side, in other words, hold your right arm up and put your left fingers with your palm flat, put the points of the fingers against your right arm with your palm facing left. Now as you push against that left side of your right arm, let your arm drop to the left and you'll see what we mean. That the actual, it softens on that left side, and if there was a knot, this was a crop circle stalk, and on the opposite side is the knot. And the reason the node blows out is because the actual energy is coming from the opposite side of what it's, with the direction it's blowing. It doesn't blow on the bent side, it blows on the other side. So therefore, the actual lay of the crop is not the direction flow of the energy. You're seeing the physical result of what the energy has created. Therefore, you should always, if you want to get into the energy flow, you flow around the opposite direction to the lay of the crop. That's like sort of what they're doing at Stonehenge at the moment, where they're getting everybody to walk around in the wrong direction. They should be walking the other way around. So if you want to follow the narration, you actually end up walking anti-clockwise around Stonehenge, when in theory you should be walking clockwise. So the crop patterns are basically doing the same thing. The lay of the crop is not the direction of the flow of the energy. The energy goes in the other direction. See, humanity has a habit of doing everything opposite what the actual energy is doing. In other words, if you get people to stand up and just turn in a circle, you'll find that 99% of them will go in a clockwise direction. But in actuality, the energy that's forming your core is doing the opposite to what you physically do. And that's the interesting part, because your physical body is a reflection of your spirit. So when you look at yourself in a mirror, you actually see the true side of yourself. Now the interesting part here is that everything is what we call diagonally reflective. I mean, even your sight, when it comes in through your eye, it's upside down. Your brain inverts it. So everything is in opposite to what it should be. And that's what we call the inversion mechanics of the way the body interprets what's going on. So when you look at things out there, you're seeing things opposite the way they should be when it comes to energy dynamics. So what you've got to recognize is, like when you stand in front of the mirror and you move your right hand, your left hand moves. So look at your body the same way as you look at the crop field, because you are a reflection of it. And that's why you interact with it so well. It's a bit like when you go through the temples in Egypt, you get the same representation. If you look at the buttress of a wall of a temple like Edfu, for instance, and you look on the left-hand side of the main door, you'll see that the ankh is held in the figure relief on the left side in the left hand. Look on the right side of the door and you'll see that the ankh is held in the right hand. That's because the priests knew that the energy was separate on either side, but they're reflective of each other. Now when you go through the buttress and you turn around and you look at it on the opposite side, you've still got the ank in the left hand on the left side and the ank in the right on the right side. But when you look at it from above, it diagonally crosses, and that's what your energy does from brain to body. So in actuality, spiritual representation of the body and the way you perceive things is not only built into the Egyptian pyramids and the actual temples themselves, but it's also existing in the way that the energy dynamics of a crop circle will form.